gyms, hairdressers, all sorts of businesses invited to seek support for extending trading space. Tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, well, it's building on something we've talked a fair bit about before, Robbo, with the outdoor dining and entertainment areas that we've created with local businesses over the last 12 months or so. And you'll remember the pop-up park in Maldon at the Old Bank Corner and the work we did in a car park in the, just off the main street in Frederick Street, Castlemaine, that we've created something called the Village Square, and we've done a variety of things with various shops. Well, we've received further funding support from Victorian Government to continue with that initiative, and so now we're looking at what are the other businesses that might be interested in doing some sort of creative operating of their business on the footpaths and out in the public areas. So as you say, we are looking at gyms, hairdressers, beauty services, creative industries and any businesses really, as well as hospitality, to say, would you like to do something and how can we help you do that with trading outdoors? So really keen to hear from businesses right across the Shire as well, Robbo, not just in our bigger towns, but all of our towns. And if people have got a creative idea for their business about how they can operate outdoors, then we'd love to hear from them. So we're looking for expressions of interest by 5 p.m. on Friday, the 26th of November. And you can get the expression of interest form from us by coming into our offices, or you can get it from our shapemountalexander.vic.gov.au website and under the Making Spaces section. Or people can just email us, Robbo, at makingspace@mountalexander.vic.gov.au for that initiative.
Okay, well, hopefully, you know, we get a bit of weather that's going to be conducive to getting outside. Like a bit of spring would be nice before summer, wouldn't it? Fingers crossed.
Yes, yeah. Been up and down a bit.
Oh, it has. Hey, tonight, big council meeting, mayor, deputy mayor to be elected.
Yeah, very important meeting for us from our perspective, Robbo, with the mayor and deputy mayor being elected. And they, of course, they can do that for 1 or 2 years, Robbo. The council chooses how long they want to put the mayor and deputy mayor in place at any given time for. Usually it's 1 year in our council, but it is a decision they'll make tonight along with who our new leaders are, as I like to think of them. So the other thing is our outgoing mayor, Tony Cordy, will also do a report on his year as the mayor, Robbo, and I'd really like to say thank you to Mayor Cordy for his efforts over the past year. It's apart from the obvious challenges of the year, it's really not easy to be the mayor when you can't get out into the community very easily, Robbo, but yeah. I really want to thank him for his strong leadership over the past 12 months as well. So that's a big part of the agenda tonight, Robbo, really exciting. And also there's some other really important matters too, one of which is we have to adopt a new procurement policy by the end of the year, and this one, if adopted by council, will start to apply from the 1st of January next year. And that document sets out a lot of important things, Robbo, not the least of which is the contract values above which we have to put out the public tender or expressions of interest, and it also really importantly looks at how do we evaluate whether a proposed tender from any given person provides value for money. And a very, very important part of that from our councils has been the inclusion of a local content provision that is 20% on all of our contracts and major quotations. So really another big and ongoing commitment to our local businesses from our councils out of that one, and really pleased to see that one going through tonight.
Yeah, you know what? You almost got me excited about the council meeting tonight with the mayor and deputy mayors being elected, but then you've just eased me back down again, mate. Thank you for that.
Fair enough, Robbo. I understand it's not everybody's thing. And very important for us.
Yes, of course it is. And finally, the annual report to be tabled as well.
Oh, this will get you back excited again, Robbo.
I'm salivating.
The annual report. So this is a report that we must do each year that goes to the minister, and it's really a report on what we've been doing, the achievements and highlights for the past year. It's sort of our annual report card, and it's just got so much information in there, Robbo, about the big infrastructure projects that we do, the personal care services that we offer, the work we've been doing in our town halls, our community centres, the work on footpaths and walking trails, the resealing we do, much, and just so much of the great work that happens that people don't necessarily understand council has been doing. And it's also, so there's all of that captured in this report, as well as it's a great look at how we've gone against the last council plan, which is ended this year, how did we go against the objectives the council set 4 years ago or 5 years ago? And alongside that, it also looks at how did we go with our advocating with regional and state and federal levels of government as well. So it is a really important document from our point of view, Robbo. And anybody who thinks, I don't know what council does, have a look at this document. It's just such a great picture of what we do. And I wish it had everything we did in there, but it's a very good start. And just really proud of that document, Robbo, is all I can say. And the work that all of our staff do across the whole organisation is extraordinary every day for me that I get to see it. But seeing it all in that one document is amazing. So if people want to get a copy of that document, it will be on the Mount Alexander website. And we can also give you copies at the customer service desk, should you like.
All righty.
So that one will go through tonight as well, Robbo.
Well done to all involved, mate. Yep, it is great work, that's for sure. Darren, thanks as always. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next week.
Thank you very much, Robbo.
Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Centre Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071.